vaginal eggs. Yep, that's something we're going to talk about today. What's up, Smile Squad? It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to my professionally silly station recorded on the Anchor app. So, vaginal eggs. We're going to talk about that, seatbelts that catch on fire, and unfortunately another cop has shot and killed another unarmed black man. But their excuse for why they did this, you won't believe. We'll be right back. So let's start off on a lighter note with the vaginal egg. Well, there's a sentence I never thought I'd say. So actress Gwyneth Paltrow is in the news. And for those of you who don't know who she is, not a problem. I got your back on this. She played, remember that movie, Shallow Hal? This is like back in 2001. And she also played, she was in the Iron Man trilogy. From what I understand, she was married to the Iron Man man. Wait, The Iron Man, we'll go with that. Okay, so back to the vaginal egg, now that you guys have a bit of a backstory as to who the hell Gwyneth Paltrow is, for those of you who don't. She owns a company called Goop, which to me kind of sounds like what happens when you finish bow chicka wow wow. I'm just saying, you know. Goop was launched as a lifestyle brand, by Paltrow in September 2008. And beginning as a weekly email newsletter, providing, you know, new age advice, you know, things like that. And like, I don't know, like other uses, like 45 uses for avocados, like shit like that. I don't know if that's actually something that they talked about, but it's legit shit like that. So Goop soon expanded into e-commerce, collaborating with many fashion brands, launching pop-up shops, holding a wellness summit, and even, you know, launching a print magazine, which is pretty awesome. So I guess when you kind of think about it, she's been making that money. You know what I'm saying? In short, she's making that money. So the reason Goop is in the news along with Gwyneth Paltrow is because they face criticism for promoting and selling products and treatments that have no scientific basis whatsoever. We're talking about products that are recognized by the medical establishment as harmful or as misleading. Now, in 2017, consumer advocacy group Truth in Advertising filed a complaint with the government regulatory agency regarding over 50 health claims made by Goop as dangerous and false. So now that you have the backstory, let's get back to the vaginal eggs. Again, another sentence I never thought I'd say. So Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop settled for a $145,000 lawsuit over baseless vaginal eggs health claims. Now, Goop sold these eggs for $66 a piece and said that they would balance hormones or made it easier to wait for the restroom, things like that. Now, 10 prosecutors across California together brought a lawsuit against Goop on this past Friday and won $145,000. And civil penalty. That's insane. All this because of vaginal eggs. Now Goop has to refund people who bought the jade or the rose quartz egg or an essential oil which claimed to cure depression as well. So we're talking about mental health as well, that Goop was claiming they had a product that could help you with that. That's not a game. There are a lot of people in this world that are depressed. You know, and they're looking for a way out of it. They're looking for a better way. And then when you offer them something and it fails to do the job, I mean, fuck you. That's how I feel about that. You know, now in future, it also has to get scientific proof for products before claiming their health benefits. That is only fair if you ask me. You know what I mean? A vaginal egg, though. I'm sorry, but that sounds like some rich white lady shit. I got to be honest with you. I can only imagine a bunch of rich white ladies upset about this purchase. I would have never bought a vaginal egg for anything. The only eggs that a bitch buys goes in my pan. Okay. I couldn't get it out. Hold on. Okay. Fuck it. Never mind. All right. After the next random sound, I'll be right back.
It jade egg. Yes. Now, this is fascinating. Tell us what this does.
So the jade egg is an ancient Chinese practice where women insert the jade egg in their lady parts.
Right.
And to help tone the pelvic floor.
How does it help do that?
I don't know. I need to start my jade egg practice.
You've never been on this website before, have you? What are you doing in that office? So people will... Do you sell a lot of these?
We sell tons of them. And women actually have had incredible results. It acts as like a small weight. And so I suppose it tones the pelvic floor. And there are women who, you know, are really good at practicing this. And they say that it's good for balancing hormones and all kinds of amazing benefits.
Yeah, yeah. And the best part of it is, I don't know if you see, but up in the corner it says, item is non-returnable.
So that was actually Jimmy Kimmel Live, and Gwyneth Paltrow was his guest, and she was doing her best to explain what her company is and what they sell and the products, but she did a very poor job. So if you want to watch the interview, you can find it on YouTube. But it's just crazy because she couldn't even tell you what the product did or how it worked. But, you know, that bitch has still bought it just because Gwyneth Paltrow's name is on it. You know, I don't know. She's not even the best actor to me. You know what I'm saying? To be, oh, I just have to buy this because her name is attached to it. But anywho, if you want to weigh $66, you know, get yourself a vaginal egg. What more can I really say about this? I'm going to say vaginal egg one more time. I don't get to say that often. Vaginal egg. All right, we're done. Okay, so we started off light because this next topic really pisses me off, and you won't even really believe this bullshit, okay? A cop shot another unarmed black man, but this time it was in his own home. Once I explain to you further, it'll only piss you off even more. All right, now, so an off-duty Dallas police officer, Amber Geiger, fatally shot her neighbor in his apartment, claiming she mistook the unit for her own. Now, she told the authorities that the door was already ajar when she entered and that she shot him after he ignored verbal commands, according to the court's records that were released this past Monday. Now, this is some complete bullshit because this bitch went into someone else's home and killed them. Now, it is said that she worked a 15-hour shift and parked her car on the wrong floor of the parking garage. But let me tell you something about that. I don't give a fuck about her being sleepy or tired. Another young black man was killed for minding his own damn business. Does that sound right to you? First of all, I think she's lying. I don't know what it is that she's lying about, but there are lies being told. That's for damn sure. Okay, after she shot him twice in the chest, she frantically paced for about 10 minutes before even calling for help. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there's actually video footage of her pacing back and forth. It was posted online not too long ago, so you can see it for yourself. Now, maybe I'm biased because I'm black, and in my experience, cops love to kill us. It's possible that I'm biased and I can't see her side, nor do I really want to. All I know is someone else is dead due to another fucking cop shooting. It's just wrong, you know? It's crazy. All of this is crazy. I mean, we can't have barbecues without the cops being called, can't sell water, can't go to the pool, can't drive while black. Now we can't even be at home without being shot at or killed. This is insane. Now, ex-Officer Geiger was arrested 3 days after she shot and killed a neighbor in his apartment, claiming she mistook the unit for her own and the man for an intruder, which is complete bullshit. It took 3 days? Are you fucking kidding me? All right, you know what? All right, so it says here that Geiger was charged with manslaughter and booked into the Kaufman County Jail, and she was freed on a $300,000 bail. Let's be honest here, okay? Let's be transparent, okay? if a black man shot and killed a white woman and he gave the same half-ass fucking excuse that she gave, I guarantee they would have arrested him that day and beat his ass before he got there. Probably say he resisted. You see what I'm saying? Now, y'all know if a black man did what she did and tried to use that excuse, he would accidentally, you know, enter the wrong apartment. That's not an excuse. You know, they would have looked at him like he was fucking crazy and beat his ass while they did it. Yeah, this bitch wasn't arrested for 3 damn days and she is already out on bail. What the fuck? Damn, that privilege must be fucking nice. I don't know. Now, Ben Crump, a lawyer of the family, said that Mr. Jean, that's the man who was shot and killed, had been unarmed when Officer Geiger arrived, shot him in the chest. Now, this is what Ben Crump says, and I quote, "You know, we're still dealing in an America where black people are being killed in the most arbitrary ways, driving while black, walking while black, and now we have to add living while black. Mr. Jean went to his grave, never knowing why the police came through his door and shot him." That is a quote. That's exactly what Attorney Crump has said, and I completely agree with him. It can be very difficult just to walk down the street and you see a cop and you can't help but wonder, damn, I hope I fucking make it home today. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people can't fucking say that, but I can say that I've felt that fear before. You know, driving in a car by myself and it's just me, and there's a cop that pulls me over. I wonder, shit, I gotta make sure that I'm respectable. I gotta make sure my hands are visible. I gotta put on my white girl voice, and I gotta be, you know what I'm saying? I gotta be something that's non-threatening to them. I have to put in that effort. A lot of people don't have to fucking do that, you know? I don't know about you guys, but none of this shit makes any sense to me. He lived in that apartment under hers. Now, there's a lot of rumors and speculation going on saying that they knew each other, that they dated. But as far as I can find, there's no proof or evidence of that, that they actually knew each other. But it's just a shame that he died because, you know, he lived under her. That's crazy. Now, the entrances to the apartment doors are different in front of each door. Some apartments had wreaths, some had flowers, or even patio furniture. Now, Mr. Jean, he had a red doormat outside his door, and Amber didn't. So, how could she have mistaken his apartment for hers? There are just too many unanswered questions here, but that bitch should definitely be in jail, if you ask me. Now, I want you guys, please, to feel free to call in and let me know what you think about what we've talked about so far. You know, I want to know what's on your brains, what's on your domes. I want to hear your opinions. So feel free to call in 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. All right, so next up, we got seatbelts catching on fire. Okay, what the fuck? This is crazy. 2 million Ford trucks recalled because of reported seatbelt fires. Damn, ain't that some shit? After more than 20 reports of smoke or fire coming from the seatbelts, Ford was forced to recall millions of regular cab and Super Crew cab vehicles from model years 2015 all the way to 2018. That's a lot of goddamn cars. That's a lot of cars. Now, Ford has stated that Ford's investigation found that some front seatbelt pretensioners, I'm probably saying that completely wrong, can generate excessive sparks when they deploy. Now, these sparks could cause a fire in the insulation or carpet. Damn, that sucks. So, now, obviously, Ford's stock value was down more than 0.6% recently, and the recall will probably cost them at least $140 million. Good Lord, that's a lot of money. Holy shit. My account gets frozen if there's more than $500 in that bitch. My bank is like, hold on now, you got $501? Something right. Something right. But damn, first cell phones explode and catch fire. Now seatbelts? And we ain't got We ain't safe nowhere, are we? It's nowhere to go. Shit. I just want to take a second to thank you all for listening to my professionally silly podcast here on Anchor or whichever auditory platform that you may have chosen, because your Audible Boo thing is available on Spotify, Pocket Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, CastBox, Pocket Podcasts, Overcast, and of course, Podbean. And hey, that's only the beginning. Your professionally silly family is going to be expanding, I'm sure. Because a girl certainly gets around, don't I? And if you're already a member of the Smile Squad, I really appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to the station, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining me and stopping in. And I certainly hope that you guys will go ahead and click that subscribe and or favorite button so that you'll be notified whenever I post my podcast episodes. And if you're curious about the voice behind the mic, please feel free to follow me on my other social media platforms. I've got Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope. I even have a YouTube channel, which is also called Professionally Silly. And if you go to the description box in each and every one of my videos, you can find clickable links to my other social media platforms. So, yeah, follow me. Okay. I know you guys missed the cow, so I thought I'd bring that back before we left out. Once again, it's your Audible Boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Also, please feel free to leave a review on my podcast. I want to know what you guys think, and I'd love for you to call in and share your opinions about the topics we discuss. And please feel free to call in about any episode of the Professionally Silly Station that you've heard. 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere.